Dean, this week we're starting off talking about a story that has gained more and more attention over the last week, and that is Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales asking the Cobre School District to change the mascot logo, which is at the baseball stadium, which happens to be named after the Lieutenant Governor. Can you share with us an update on the situation?
Yes, sir. Howie Morales asked the school board to look into taking down two Chief Wahoo logos. Those logos were used in the past by the Cleveland Indians. Cobre changed it just a little bit so they didn't have copyright infringements. But he asked that those be taken down and that the middle school, which is the Redskins, their mascot be looked at and changed. Last night during the Cobre school board meeting, the Cobre superintendent, Robert Mendoza, brought it up to the board. And what his suggestion was to have the athletic director, Nelson Diaz, at Cobre High School, and the principal at Snell Middle School, Pat Abalos, form a committee or do a survey of the community members to see what they felt should happen with the logos. So that's going to be probably brought up during the next school board meeting on August 10th. There was a small protest on Saturday by about 8 people at the field that wanted to keep the Chief Wahoo logo up.
The COVID-19 pandemic has impacted athletics in New Mexico, but it's also causing some high school athletes to make some tough decisions when it comes to which sports they want to play in the spring. Is that correct?
Yes. What's happening is there's only going to be 3 sports held this fall, if possible. We still don't know if they're going to even be held, and that's cross country, volleyball, and a fall sports season for golf. Where it comes into play is in the spring semester, where it'll be basketball, football, soccer, and then the spring sports. But they've also put wrestling in with the spring sports. So some wrestlers are going to have to make a decision if they're going to wrestle or if they're going to play softball or baseball or run track.
So what are students saying? I mean, how are they feeling about this change? Obviously, they don't really have much of a choice in it with the pandemic, but how are they feeling?
You know, it's been a mix. Some of them have said they're going to play every sport they can, as long as they can. And with the NMAA going all the way with some of those spring sports into June, they're going to be playing after they graduate, which is okay with them as well. You know, they might have to alter their plans after graduation a little bit, but they all seem to want to play. Now, there's other athletes that are saying that they're just going to have to pick one sport and do it because of academics and everything else that they want to be doing. So it's going to be a tightrope walk for a lot of them when they're in student council or they're the, you know, class president or secretary or vice president, and or they're in National Honor Society or something else. They're going to have to figure out if they can split their time between athletics and academics.
Dean Thompson is the managing editor with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Dean, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.